We invite you to stay tuned and count your blessings. It's the new comedy program, Count Your Blessings, created by Frank Fox and starring Hal Marsh. This is the story of the Blessing family. Harry Blessing, the mother, Douglas Blessing, the father, and of course, the children. Now, the Blessings all live together in a house, just as you and I, but they are not what you'd call an average family. No, sir.
Now, just a second. I resent that business about us not being average.
This is Doug Blessing, the father. But, I don't understand, Doug. Just what do you resent?
Well, I resent people saying that we're not average.
Well, Doug, I was referring to your children.
My children are average. All 10 of them.
Well, that's my point, Doug. A recent poll indicated that the average American family has 2.5 children.
And you say we're not average? I have yet to see a family with 2.5 kids running around.
See that big two-story house over there? That's where the Blessings live. Oh-ho! Hey, smell that bacon fry. Yes, sir, there's Carrie Blessing in the kitchen preparing breakfast. Oh, and that's Doug himself lending her a helping hand.
Well, that's the last of the eggs.
Yeah, look at them fry. All 6 skillets.
I'll have to get some more. Will you jot it down on my shopping list for me, Doug?
Okay, honey. 1 crate of eggs.
I wonder what it'd be like to walk into the grocery store and buy just a dozen.
In our case, about as sensible as buying 1 peanut to feed a herd of elephants.
You know, maybe we should sell the furniture store, open a grocery store, huh? Children, breakfast ready. What's the matter? What's so funny?
I'm just thinking of the way I foxed the kids this morning. I got up real early, sneaked into the bathroom, shaved, brushed my teeth. No crowding and shoving.
Oh, you mean you actually had it all to yourself?
No, but it was nice just sharing it with 6 instead of 10.
Howdy doody.
Oh, howdy doody.
Thomas.
Oh, hi, Pop. Hurry up with my breakfast, Mom.
Why the rush?
Because yesterday I only got 5 eggs.
Only 5? Just how long have you been eating in such large numbers?
Well, always, Pop. I usually eat 6 or 7.
Carrie, keep your eye open. One of the other children is probably undernourished.
Hi, everybody.
Well, Laurie, got something nice for your dad?
Sure, Dad.
Thank you.
One for you, Mom.
Ooh. None for me, thanks.
Ha! Who'd want to kiss you?
Only friendly dogs, and that suits me fine.
No fighting, please.
Good morning, people.
Morning, Dougie.
Good morning, Junior.
Oh, Pop, I've asked you not to call me Junior.
Oh, yes. Sorry, son.
Don't wait for the others, dear. Start eating.
Yeah, start eating, Junior.
Thomas, I warn you, I'll let you have it.
Let's eat. I'm here now.
Well, good morning, Charles. Or are you your twin brother, Frank?
I'm Charles, Mom, the clever twin.
Oh.
Clever? Ha! Together, you and Frank don't make one bright boy.
Be quiet, buttonhead.
That's enough.
Charles?
Yeah, Mom?
What's the matter? Your hair's combed on the wrong side.
Made the same old mistake again, eh, son? Dressed in front of Frank instead of the mirror?
Yeah, we gotta watch that Frank. If he gets busted, we have 7 years bad luck.
Good morning.
Oh, Barbara, dear, sit down before things get cold, huh?
Hey, where do I sit?
Well, twin brother number 2 has arrived.
Yeah, there goes my appetite.
What's this about, Charles?
He spoils my appetite, Mom. How'd you like to sit across the table and look at yourself?
Well, let's not have any trouble. Change seats, fellas. How's that, Charles? You're across from Tommy now.
It's an improvement.
Now my appetite's gone.
I'm sorry I'm late, Mom.
Oh, it's all right, Judy. Sit down, dear.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Jean. Sit yourself down.
Oh, wee-wee, Papa.
Will you cut that stuff out?
Why should I?
Because I don't want a sister who's a Frenchman.
Tommy, if your sister wants to learn to speak French, let her alone.
Okay, Pop, okay. Let her learn to speak French. Next thing you know, she'll be eating frog's legs.
And just what's wrong with eating frog's legs?
They ruin your nerves.
Where did you ever hear that, Sam?
Well, Pop, it stands to reason. Look how they make the frog jump around.
Well, I'd argue the point, but it's so ridiculous, I'll just forget it.
Oh, come on, Pop, argue with me. Maybe I'll let you in.
Forget it.
Is breakfast ready?
Yes, Robert, here's your place.
Well, I guess everyone's here. Oh, Timmy.
I want some breakfast.
Oh, well, Timmy, honey, come on, sit next to Mother.
Well, I guess that's the entire family now.
I'll check for you, Pop. Anybody who isn't here, raise your hand. No hands, all here, Pop.
Thanks, Thomas. You know, there must be some sort of a system whereby we could cut down the confusion.
Oh, don't worry, Pop. Someday we'll all be married, and then there won't be any confusion.
Yeah. You ever think of that, Carrie? Someday they'll all be married.
Oh, a frightening thought. 100 grandchildren.
Did someone call me?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, what is it, Timmy boy?
I don't want to get married.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, Timmy. You're only 7.
Dad?
Yes, Doug?
Dad, I'd like to ask a little favor of you.
Well, what is it, son?
I'd like to borrow the station wagon tonight.
Oh, well, Dougie, you see, tonight...
Oh, gosh, thanks, Pop. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Now, may I say something?
Oh, sure, Pop. What is it?
Well, I have to use a station wagon tonight.
But, Dad, you can't. You just promised it to me.
I did not. You just took it. I have to deliver some furniture tonight.
Mom, please, Mom, you talk to him. You can get anything you want out of him.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
Sure you can, Mom.
Anything you want.
He's putty in your hands, Mom.
The children.
He's a cinch for you, Mom.
He's easy, Mom.
The children.
You can talk him into anything, Mom.
All right, now. I didn't think it was that obvious.
Dad, look, don't you understand? I stuck my neck out. I said I was a big shot, and there was no doubt about me getting it.
Well, I see your position very plainly, son, but it can't be helped. All you have to do is tell the gang the truth. Always remember this, son. The man who tells the truth always comes out on top.
Yeah, just like that man in the paper last week. After 6 years, he finally told the truth about shooting his uncle.
Probably a very good illustration. I didn't read it, Bobby. What happened?
They electrocuted him.
From now on, I'll give my own illustrations. In any event, Doug, the wagon's out, so just tell the gang the truth. It always pays.
Well, all right, Pop. But if that stuff works for me, it ought to work for you, too.
Absolutely. Works for everybody.
Then what about our landlord, Mr. Pritchard? You still haven't told him about having 10 children. Every month when he comes around, we have to hide.
Yeah, Pop. I'm getting tired of hiding in that old trunk.
Me too. I'm always underneath.
Now, just a second, all of you. I have to make you hide. Mr. Pritchard's a different case. He doesn't believe in children.
He was probably old when he was born.
Now that we're on the subject, Dad, I think you should tell that old Pritchard.
And besides, Douglas, you can't give the children a lesson 1 minute and then do the opposite yourself the next.
Pop's not afraid of anything.
Pop's the bravest man in the world.
Oh, seems like everyone but Timmy has something to say. Haven't you a word to express, too, Timmy?
Yeah. I don't want to get married.
Well, Doug, we can't hide the children forever. Anyway, why should we? I'm proud of them, aren't you?
Oh, all right, Carrie. I'm proud of the children. Well, maybe I have been wrong. Next time Mr. Pritchard comes, I'll tell him we have 10 children.
Fine. He comes today.
Swell. That'll give me time to... Today?
Yes, today.
You really think Pritchard should be told, huh?
Positively.
I'm glad you feel that way. You tell him.
Well, who's the man of the family?
I'll lend you a pair of my pants.
Doug Blessing, we've bowed before Mr. Pritchard long enough. Now, today we're going to tell him.
Hooray for Pop!
Hooray for Pop!
Well, hasn't the hero something to say?
I don't know, dear. Have you?
How are you going to tell him?
Well, being as I've been nominated, elected, and strapped in office, I'll tell him. Of course, Carrie, if you've changed your mind, if you don't want me to tell him, I won't. Have you changed your mind?
No, I want you to tell him.
Oh. Well, Carrie, we can't be selfish. We've got to consider the children. Have you changed your mind, children?
No.
Oh. Last chance to change minds.
No.
Can I change my mind?
No!
I didn't think so. Well, I'll tell him. I'll tell him I'm the father of 10 children. Golly, Carrie, that sounds awfully blunt.
Why don't you split us with Mom, Pap? You can just take the blame for 5.
Good morning, Doug.
Good morning, Scotty.
And how is my next-door neighbor today?
Okay, I guess.
Fine. See, I was wondering if you'd lend me your lawnmower, Doug.
Well, sorry, Scotty, I haven't got it.
You haven't got it?
No, a friend borrowed it some time ago and never returned it.
Well, that's a fine thing. If there's anything I hate, it's a person who can't return things. Tell me who the bonehead is and I'll go get you a lawnmower, and 10 minutes from now it'll be safe in my garage.
It's already in your garage, bonehead.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right, I did forget to return it last summer, did I?
The summer before last.
Yes, I guess. Say, what's eating you anyway?
Well, to put it bluntly, Scotty, I'm worried.
Well, don't tell me about it. I have my own problems. Yeah. I guess that's the way it is when a man is a growing child. You wouldn't understand.
A child? Scotty, you were talking to the man who invented children.
Yes, but your kids aren't like my boy, Stewie.
Stewie's different.
Stewie's a problem child, Doug. Just this morning, for instance, he got up bright and early and tied all my socks in knots. Tied up every pair I own, even that cheap pair you gave me for Christmas.
Look, Scotty, I'm sorry for you, but I'm too worried to offer any help.
Okay, Doug. What is it? Maybe I can help you.
Mr. Pritchett, our landlord, is coming today.
Oh, well, that's no problem. I'll lend you my gun.
Scotty, this is serious. I shot my mouth off to the kids about telling the truth, and now I've got to tell Pritchett I've got 10 kids.
Oh, I see. In other words, here you are, a full-grown man, afraid of your own children, huh?
Well, there are 10 of them and only 1 of me.
All right, but you shouldn't let them frighten you.
Okay, you go in my house and tell them I'm not going to tell Pritchett about them. Go ahead, you tell them.
You think I'm afraid?
Go ahead and tell them. Remember, there's 10 of them.
I'll call them on the phone.
You know what I'm driving at, Scotty. I've got to maintain their respect.
Hey, you know, you could swing them around to see another point of view.
What do you mean?
Well, explain to them there's no sense fighting against overwhelming odds. Mm-hmm. In other words, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. You understand?
Yeah. Yes, I do understand. Let's see. He who fights and runs away lives to fight another day. Or in our case, lives to remain in the house another month.
That's right. Sure. And if that one doesn't work, try this. If the wind be with us, tomorrow is another day. My grandfather always used to say that.
If the wind be with us, tomorrow is another day. I don't get it.
Nobody ever did.
Well, why did your grandfather say it?
He drank a lot.
All right, children. Quiet. Down. Fine. I called you here to the living room because I want to have a little chat with you.
Uh-oh.
Come on, Robert. Give me my nickel.
Not yet.
Give me my nickel.
It's not your nickel yet.
Robert, Tommy, what's this nickel talk about?
Bob and I made a bet, Pop. And you're still here, so I win.
You win? What bet has Robert lost?
That you'd chicken out.
Well, I haven't.
Gee, Pop, I was counting on you.
Never mind. Now, children, I want to have it clearly understood. I haven't, as your brother Robert anticipated, chickened out. However, I have had a slight change of mind.
Give me my nickel. He's got a chicken out.
Just be still. Be still and listen. What I'm trying to get over to you... Carrie, can you hear me from back there?
Yes, dear. You were saying you were going to chicken out.
I was not.
Give me my nickel.
Quiet. Now then, being a man who believes in facing the facts, the fact being we need our home and can't afford to pay more money, I'm going to face the facts. Do I make myself clear?
Yeah, Pop. Here's your nickel, Bob.
No, Tommy.
Children.
Let's look at it this way. If the wind be with... No. I mean, he who fights and runs away lives to fight another day.
Well, you won't have to run, Pop. If he hits you, we'll all jump in.
You're missing the point.
Hey, wait a second, everybody. I see what Pop's driving at.
Good for you, Lori.
He's just trying to get a vote of confidence from us.
Good old Pop. We're with you, Pop.
Hooray for Pop!
No, you don't understand.
You're wonderful, Dad.
Lori.
You're the bravest Pop in the world.
Jeannie, my dear.
You'll tell that, Pritchard.
Look, Charlie.
What do you think, Mom?
I think your father's just done a magnificent job of winning a total loss.
You are listening to Count Your Blessings, starring Hal March as Doug with Mary Jane Croft as Carrie. Doug Blessing is a man with a worried look on his face. Today, he must tell the landlord that there are 10 little blessings. But I'll bet Doug will know how to handle the situation. I'll bet that worried look doesn't mean a thing.
No. Under this worried look is a frightened look.
Doug?
In the living room, dear.
Oh, what are you doing?
Just glancing through the classified section of yesterday's paper. Houses for rent.
Oh, Doug, maybe you're jumping to conclusions. Maybe Mr. Pritchard won't evict us.
Are you kidding? It's in his blood, Carrie. Instead of going bowling evenings, I'll bet he goes out with other landlords evicting people.
Oh, by the way, the children asked me to give you a message.
Oh?
They suggested you call Uncle Ed because he'd know how to handle Mr. Pritchard.
Oh, sure. Well, no, thank you. If there's one person I don't want to help me, it's my dear brother Ed. He's the world's worst bungler.
Oh, Ed's very sweet.
It's because his brain is a lump of sugar. Well, it's probably a waste of time, but I'll call this one. Ace One Rentals. We can place you immediately. I really got sore at that last agent. He kept insisting on knowing how many children we had. So I finally said, we have 10, and if you don't like it, drop dead.
Oh, Doug. What did you say to that?
I don't know. I got tired of waiting for him to answer and hung up. Carrie, you don't think that he... Oh, silly.
Hello, Ace One Rentals.
Oh, how do you do? I'd like to rent a house.
Yes, sir. I'll take this down. Now, sir, first question, do you have children?
Do we have children?
Yes, children. You know what they are, don't you?
Yeah, I have a vague idea. As a matter of fact, we do have children.
Well, how nice.
Just keep talking like that.
How many do you have?
Children?
Yes, children. I've already assumed you only have one wife.
You may even doubt that in a minute.
Really, sir, I'd like to help you, but you'll have to cooperate. How many children?
Well, a boy, 18, and a girl, 17.
Two children. Now.
And a girl, 15.
Oh, have to erase that. Three children.
Don't put your eraser away. Another boy, 14.
Well, that's four. Tell me, how many more, Scoutmaster?
Well, there's Robert. He's 10. And the twins, Charles and Frank, they're a lot better now. They were...
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, and Stewie... No, Stewie's the neighbor's kid. Judy.
Sir, just in round figures, how many more?
Two.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, let's tally. That's four plus two more. How about that? Four and two makes six. But let's go on. Add Frank and Charlie. Mm-hmm. Subtract Stewie. Oh, I forgot to put down Bobby. Get down there, Bobby. Now, just tack on Judy. Mm-hmm. Well, how about that? Ten.
That's right. Now, about the house...
Tell me, where does one get 10 children?
Sears and Roebuck.
No, Doug, no. Tell him we don't want to live at Sears and Roebuck.
Friend, I'm sorry. I'm really sorry, but I can't help you. Yours isn't a housing problem. It's a project.
Look, fella, they're all nice children.
Will you tell me this? Does the government pay you taxes?
For heaven's sake, you'd think I was asking for the moon.
Say, that's an idea. I tell you what, you call me back in a couple of days. If I can get the moon for you, it's a deal.
Hiya, Carrie.
Oh, hi, Ed. It's your brother, Ed, Doug.
Be right there, Ed.
Carrie, for the sweetest sister-in-law in the world, here's some flowers for you.
Oh, thanks, Ed. Well, they're very pretty. You bought them just for me?
Well, not exactly. You see, on the way over, I passed a church and there was a wedding going on. And the bride threw the flowers and I caught them.
Well, you know what they say, Ed. The one who catches the bouquet will be the next bride.
I know. And it scared me to death.
Scared you?
Yeah. Some strange-looking fellow followed me half the way over here.
Hello, Ed.
Oh, hiya, Doug. Hey, I know why you look so down, but don't worry. I met Lori and she told me everything.
Oh, she did.
Just step aside and let Brother Ed the Fixer handle things for you.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine you've already figured out a way to make things worse.
Oh, fine. Fine. Here I am, the helping hand of the family. Just last week, little Timmy needed a new wheel on a scooter, and who put it on for him? I did.
Yeah. Ed, where did you get the new wheel for Timmy's scooter?
Off Robert's scooter. And who sawed the top off the door for Carrie when it was sticking? Who, huh? Who?
Well, you. You did. And you really sawed off a lot.
Yeah. I sawed off the top of that door like I never sawed off the top of any door before.
In fact, you sawed off so much it doesn't have to be opened anymore. You just step over it.
Say, Doug, Mr. Pritchard's coming up the wall.
Oh, Ed, do me a big favor. Will you go in the next room? The kids are there. Just stay there with them until Pritchard leaves.
Well, okay.
That's the kid.
What I do.
Fine.
Only
get,
one way to
good. Get right. That's where the kid.
Well, are you ready for him, dear?
I think so. I've been practicing. How does this sound? Mr. Pritchard.
That's very good, dear. Short and to the point.
Yeah, but somehow it doesn't seem to tell the full story. Well, here goes. You can start packing.
Hello, Douglas.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Pritchard. Come in. Come in the house here. Come, Mr. Pritchard.
Are you nervous, Douglas?
No. No, not at all. Let me take your hat.
Thank you.
Hello, Mr. Pritchard.
Hello, Mrs. Blessing.
Here, Mr. Pritchard, let me take your hat.
You've already taken my hat. Give me back my toupee.
Sorry.
The whole neighborhood must be going crazy. I just saw your next-door neighbor sitting on his front porch tying his little boy's socks in knots.
Well, it's simple to explain, Mr. Pritchard. You see, this morning his little boy tied his socks in knots. He's teaching him a lesson.
Oh, I see. The boy has to learn to tie better knots. Very sensible. Now, about your rent.
Oh, yes. Yes, the rent. Glad you mentioned it.
The pleasure was all mine.
Well, Mr. Pritchard, I've been thinking about our rent. Maybe you ought to raise it a little.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Douglas. I never raise anyone's rent. I don't have to. I overcharge them right from the start.
you don't understand, Mr. Pritch. Get comfortable.
Say, you are nervous.
Well, Mr. Pritchard, I am a little nervous. It's like this. We know how you feel about people having children.
What are you driving at? Mrs. Blessing, are you expecting?
If I am, may something dreadful happen to my husband, and it will.
Well, Mr. Pritchard, there's no use beating around the bush. What I'm trying to say is, we have children.
Yes, 10 altogether.
Carrie, you keep out of this. Have to excuse my wife. Now, Mr. Pritchard, when I... Who said 10 altogether?
I did.
But you're not my wife.
I'm perfectly happy with that arrangement.
You mean you know about the children?
Yes, I've known for quite some time.
Well, and you aren't angry?
Oh, no, certainly not. This place is the best kept of any house I own.
But if you knew, why didn't you ever say anything?
Because I used to get a kick out of watching those tiny eyes peeking at me from the darkness of the fireplace.
Well, this is wonderful.
Mr. Pritchard, somehow I feel there must have been some other reason why you didn't say anything.
Yes. There was. I was very strict with my rule that people living in one of my houses could not have children, but fate played a dirty trick on me.
A trick?
My wife had a baby.
No. Oh, no.
Well, don't seem so surprised. Don't you think other people can have children? Of course, I'll grant you that you're the only one I know who turns them out like Fords.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pritchard, but I just can't picture you a father. I mean, if I'd met your wife on the street and saw her with a baby, I'd never believe it was yours.
I'd insist on it.
Wonderful. I think it calls for a little celebration.
Oh,
huh?
So do I. I'll dash out in the kitchen and make some coffee.
I'd better help you, Mr. Pritchard. Make yourself comfortable. Read a magazine or
something. Yes, all right, Mrs. Blessing. Magazine, yes. I see. Who are you?
Sir, I am Douglas Blessing's brother. I have a tale to unfold. Will you listen?
Oh, does your tale make a noise when you unfold it?
Guess not, sir. My story concerns the plight of some unfortunate little beings. Little beings! Mr. Pritchard, look at these children.
I have to. I can't see anything else.
Would you want these children to sleep in the park?
Well, that wouldn't be very nice. Ruin all the grass.
Please. Please. Look at this little boy. Come here, Timmy. Fine, Timmy, fine. That's fine. That's fine.
Okay.
Silly.
Quiet, Dougie, quiet. I beg of you, Mr. Pritchard, open your heart. Barbara, dear, step up.
Please, kind sir. I want a roof over my head. I'm a poor little girl, just 8 years old. I help to support 9 little brothers and sisters.
Barbara, I was supposed to say that.
Well, this is all very touching. Badly acted, but touching. However, I cannot help you.
Well, the coffee will be here in...
Hiya, Doug. I brought the kids in so Mr. Pritchard could...
Douglas, your brother has been telling me a very sad story. I'd like to help him, but I wish you'd explain that I can't.
Help him?
Yes, Douglas, yes. I'm glad to let you and your 10 children have this house, but I just don't have another one for your brother and his 10.
His children? Oh! Mr. Pritchard! And you might have ruined everything. Mr. Pritchard knows about the children. Everything's fine.
What on earth's going on here?
Oh, Carrie, you tell him I can't.
What? What's going on?
Mr. Pritchard thinks the children belong to Ed.
Ed? Oh, Mr. Pritchard. Ed's a bachelor.
A bachelor? Well.
Well, don't you get it, Mr. Pritchard? I was only fooling.
So it seems. Many times.